My husband recently gave me an ultimatum that if I want another baby, then I have to show him I can lose weight.
Oh, Des.
Oh, no.
Okay. Struck a nerve. Continue.
But does he have a point? Let's ask that.
My health is a bit out of control. I'm not going to be like on my 600-pound life or anything.
Okay.
I just put on weight like consistently over the last decade. And I mean, I am in the mid-200s, which is high for someone at my height. Mm-hmm. But like our first child, we had like no issues. A tiny health scare, but I'm fine now. It took over 2 years to get pregnant, but he's here now. So it went fine. And the pregnancy was really good. And during the pregnancy, I didn't put any on, like any extra weight other than, you know, baby weight. And I was great with the doctors. I followed every recommendation, every instruction, but I didn't lose the baby weight either.
How many people do really lose the baby weight unless you're, you know, some sick celebrity on social media like, oh, my God, it's gone in like a week.
Right. I'm like, please, you still look pregnant for 6 weeks. Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really hard to lose the weight once you have it on. So it's just like it sucks to be given an ultimatum, like can't have another child until I'm showing I'm serious about losing weight. And to be honest with you, like his comment made me feel really small. It made me feel really bad.
I bet it did. That hurts from the person that's supposed to love you the most.
Yeah,
and I felt like I was being, like, scolded by my dad. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a child. And obviously, like, the weight in itself gives me self-esteem issues. So to have him say that was really crappy. But, I mean, he says that it's nothing more than him trying to be, you know, concerned about my health and our baby's health. But, like, when you drop the term morbidly obese, it doesn't make somebody feel great about themselves.
He called you morbidly obese?
Yeah, and tied it in with fetal mortality, and it just made me feel really bad.
I mean, I get being concerned, but man, coming from your husband and an ultimatum, that just sucks.
It's put our marriage in a really crappy spot. I'm worried about it kind of like pulling apart, and I don't want to be like denied a child just because he doesn't feel comfortable with the idea. I get his point, but I feel so bad right now that I just don't know who's in the right or if I'm being oversensitive or I don't know.
Do you watch This Is Us?
No, it looks so depressing.
Oh, it's just the best show. And your story reminds me of Kate on This Is Us because,
yes,
you know, she struggled with getting pregnant. And her husband, Tobe, was very supportive but concerned about her health because of her size. And, you know, it was a struggle. But, you know, in the end, I'm ruining it for you. They had the baby.
Surprise!
Yeah.
But it was a struggle and it was hard on her because of her weight.
Mm-hmm. So you're dead against losing the weight? Is that a hard no? You're like, hey, I'm happy with the way I am.
That's not true either. It's just like there's a certain amount of time you have to get pregnant before it gets really difficult. And I feel like the way that you lose weight healthily takes a really long time.
So ideally, you would get pregnant now, or at least take a couple of years to get pregnant, like the last one. And then once that's over, then focus on losing the weight and getting to your healthy weight.
Yeah, because I mean, like, the longer I wait, the harder it is going to get to get pregnant anyways because of age.
That's true, but oh my gosh, like, I've had two kids. My first one, easy to lose the weight. Second one, hardly gained any weight, but it's been a struggle because I was at a heavier weight. And I think it gets harder. Say you have your third kid. I think it gets harder to lose the weight.
Yeah, it's really hard to lose weight when you eat an entire box of
Stop it!
Girl Scout cookies on your ride home.
Hey, I was pregnant then!
Oh, I thought that was after. Okay, my bad.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it.
I can put those down.
See, we're soul sisters. Yep. But your health is the most important thing. God, I shouldn't be
As
preaching.
As you say that, talking about the cookies.
Okay, boy, this is tough. So do we side with your husband or are we siding with you? That's kind of what you want to know?
Yeah, or like if, I don't know, if you have any ideas. I'm just trying to weigh against, like, I get it. I do need to lose weight. It would be more ideal for a pregnancy.
Lori's in Richfield. You're on the husband's side too.
I am. I think that, I'm probably in the minority. Obviously, nobody wants to hear that, hey, you know, you got to lose a little. But I've had a pregnancy both overweight and healthy weight and in shape. And there's a lot of complications when your body is not in a good place when you get pregnant and have a baby. There's risk for diabetes. There's so many things that can happen. And the pregnancy is miserable usually. And then you also have a horrible labor. And when you're in a better place physically, it's just so much better. The labor's faster. You recover faster. Okay. And then you also can be there and enjoy your kids. And that, I don't know. I feel like she needs to take care of herself and get in a good place to be good in that scenario.
Mm-hmm. And she needs to maybe take some time to go, all right, he's not saying it to be hurtful. He really does care about me. It's just a fact. I am overweight. And so I just don't think he said it the right way.
No. And her biological clock is ticking. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Kelly's in Blaine. You would be livid.
Oh, I would be so mad at my husband if he said it in the way that he said it to her, giving her an ultimatum. That's not okay. Just because someone's fat doesn't mean they're unhealthy. Our society just puts this thinness on a pedestal. Like, you can't be happy. You can't be confident if you're not skinny. Well, what's wrong with being fat? Sometimes, you know, people are fat and they live a life and they are healthy. The only thing that happens to fat people is doctors telling them to lose weight rather than actually treating them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, when you are technically, by definition, morbidly obese, there does, you know, bring into play some health issues, and they did have difficulty getting pregnant, so there is that. So you're saying leave the husband? You would leave him?
I wouldn't leave him, but I would have a serious talk with him, and she needs to let him know how he made her feel.
Yeah.
Because that is a huge issue, and that's not helping anybody.
Yeah, he did not handle it right. No. There's no debate about that. That was not the way to go about it. And he's like, okay, you know what? She wants another baby, so I'm going to give her a little motivation.
Yeah. That's motivation.
Right.
Come on.
Let's see. Mackenzie's in Watertown. You're not on either side of this.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely the husband was insensitive in his comments. But speaking as someone who had PCOS and morbidly obese, if you will, trying to get pregnant with my second was definitely difficult. But as soon as I did start working out, it kind of brings down some of those like levels that make it hard to get pregnant, like testosterone. And I was able to get pregnant easier. And even though I was still overweight, I was definitely like in shape and had a healthier, happier pregnancy. So I think like a compromise of like, hey, I'll start working out. Maybe if you can support me to the husband.
Yeah.
And kind of work on that, but also try to get pregnant so she's not feeling like she's missing out on her opportunity there.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're continuing to try and it's not working, well, then maybe he has a point and there's complications. And clearly their doctor has said, well, it's because of your size. Don't you think? It sounds
like.
It has
to be.
Yeah.
All right. I wouldn't think that would come out of just nowhere.
Let's get to Kelly in Cottage Grove. Now, you've had three kids. You were plus size and no problems.
Nope, none at all. And my last two actually are 11 months apart.
Oh, wow. Well, you are busy. A fertile myrtle. Okay.
Yeah, that was an accident, but wouldn't change it for the world. Yeah, I didn't gain any weight actually with my second child. My first two are 10 years apart. I may have lost the baby weight from the first one, but I guess I never really tried. My husband loves me for me. And, you know, he's like, you just gave birth to a child. You carried that child for 9 months. And you are who you are.
Yeah.
And
well, I don't think there's a question. He loves her and he cares about her. He just said it wrong. That's the issue right here.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
You know, men sometimes.
I know.
We don't know what to say sometimes.
Well, you know, it's one's very emotional and the other thinks a little differently.
And very, like, logical. Well, mm-hmm. If you want another baby, it makes sense. Just get in shape. It's not that easy.
Believe me, he probably said it and went, oh, no, no, no. What did I say that for?